Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of February 2017, and this is the 530th Mol Out Loud podcast. I'm standing at the end of my drive waiting for a friend to pick me up. This is a friend who is notoriously late, so this is a little test to see whether I can do this podcast in the time that I have available. If I don't, I'll start it again. Whoa, the wind's a bit strong. We're going into town to have a cup of coffee because all our local cafes are closed for a Hobart public holiday. It's Regatta Day, and so we've had planes demonstrating overhead, mostly in cloud, and there are lots of boats down on the water. I'm hoping you can hear this. I've sort of got my I'm standing here looking as if I'm praying. I've got my hands cupped over my phone. I went up to Knocklofty this morning, which is one of the reasons I'm not walking into town. I may be walking in again tonight for ringing, but I did the whole loop, and actually my friend is coming right now, I think. Well, there's a car slowing down. There is. Well, I have to eat my words. She was very, very punctual. And so I had to stop my podcast midway. I had to pause it. And last time I tried to pause the podcast, I realized that the first half had not been saved. So I'm not sure now whether what I'm recording is going to just come without any kind of introduction. If it does, if you're hearing this for the first time, I began this podcast whilst waiting for a friend to pick me up. And in the past, she's been quite late, so I thought I would see if I could record the podcast while I was waiting. Both because it was kind of quite a nice way of whiling my time, and also because it was a bit like taking an umbrella with you and organising a picnic, the way that has an effect on what weather you have. So anyway, I was wrong. And so this might be the first you're hearing of this podcast, which is number 530. And today is the 13th of February 2017. And I was mentioning then that I'd had to take absolutely every item of clothing up on my walk this morning because the weather is so variable today, and quite cold, with a little bit of snow on the mountain, just to tell us that autumn isn't so far away. There are brown leaves on the tree outside. And although we've got some hot weather later this week, I feel as if the bulk of summer is beginning to give way to some autumn. And I feel so much better in myself knowing that that's just round the corner. So I went out and I had a lovely cup of coffee with this friend who I don't see very often. And she gave me what she said she thought was a birthday present for me, but it was 9 months ago. I can't remember that I didn't have one from her or that I would have expected one from her. But she's a very, very good present finder for people, or certainly for me. So I've got a jar of jam and a really great drying up cloth, which one day I might take a photograph of and post it with the podcast, but not today because I've got my clothing walk items for today's podcast. So I've come back from having a great cup of coffee down at a place called Straight Up, where they roast their own beans and they do a decaf that would fool almost anybody, really. And that is not an easy feat. But coming home is a bit daunting. Yesterday I was putting together an application for a pension, and the level of detail that's required for these forms. I think there's about 50 pages of forms that I have to fill in. Maybe not 50. Maybe it's 30, but it's a goodly wad. And one of the things they wanted were the deeds to my house, which maybe my neighbour has them, and we kind of have this. We bought the house together because it's these two houses joined together. But the place that I thought they might be are some ancient filing cabinets that I just actually use as a surface rather than the drawers anymore. So yes, in front of the drawers is a table where I have all my mother's memoirs and things relating to my parents that I want to use for the memoirs. So that's wedged against the drawers, and then sort of inserted halfway into that table is a lower table that has my printer on it, and in front of that are some drawers that jut out a bit over the front of that table. So it means that I could only kind of move everything about half an inch at a time, and then go back to the first thing that I was moving to see whether I could get to these drawers. And I did, and I found a whole lot of stuff, but no title. I did find some things that I hope will work in its stead. It really took me a lot of yesterday to do this, and I felt in the evening I have this work session with my sister who, and on Sundays we do financial things in our 20 minutes working side by side on Skype. And I'd decided earlier in the day that I was going to get cracking on putting in this application in that work session. But I found it crowding my thoughts earlier in the day and decided it was better really just to get moving with it. So I nearly finished it while I was on with her. And that was after I'd been doing it for 6 hours pretty straight. So it was quite nice to finish it off with her rather than to begin it with her, because otherwise I'd have been doing it all day today, and I haven't had to. But now I have to try and get all the furniture back, and also all the cascades of paper that dislodged themselves whilst I was moving them about. And I really want to get that done this afternoon before I go to ringing. So that's probably enough from me. This is my Monday off, and it's a public holiday today as well. It's a regatta day, so we've had planes moving overhead. And I suppose it's been quite a physical day today, and that I think is quite a good thing. So tomorrow I can settle down and write, as long as I get all this done and my washing up and getting the furniture back. I do hope that you've had a calmer day, and that if you have some big task you don't want to do, that you don't spend too much time worrying about it, but do start doing it. I think the thinking about it can be bigger than doing the thing itself. But maybe don't do it in such a big, hefty chunk of time. I think that was a bit of a mistake for me to do it for so much of the time. But on the other hand, it's done. So I don't know quite where I go with that. I guess it is different for every person. And being gentle with yourself is the most important thing. But actually having things half done is quite hard. Especially when you're doing something like that, where you've kind of got to remember where you're at and where you've got to. And it involves photocopying lots of different documents and making sure they're inserted. It's just quite difficult to pause halfway and not feel that you're missing something out. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always. And I apologize if I've got a rather weird start to this. It'll be a weird start whether the beginning is there or not. So this is a strange podcast. Thank you again. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.